The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to another brand new episode of Path to Success. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, just like every other episode, we learn something new. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we make the intention to teach something new in this episode as well. What is the topic of today's episode, my dear viewers of Madni Channel? Today is something that I ask, our Mubaligheen ask, the viewers of Madni Channel. Every single person in this world has maybe asked himself at least this once. And what is that? And is what do we do wrong? We think we do everything right, but what is it that which we do wrong? And inshallah Azza wa Jal, our joining us today, our Shahid Bhai, mashallah Azza wa Jal, they will bless us with their Madani pearls. In regards to this, that what do we do wrong? And try to highlight the main aspects within the little time we have, what the general public, what the masses, maybe could be parents, could be teachers, could be students, could be in education field, could be in work field, professional field, any aspect of life, what do we do wrong? And it will highlight that inshallah Azza wa Jal, and hopefully we can pinpoint that if we do that, it'll hit us. Any Madni pearl that will be mentioned today, if you think that we're talking about you, then generally you are doing something wrong. And this is something to change. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this is how the program will progress inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before we turn to our Naat Khan Adil Bhai, we have a couple of segments that we have throughout our episodes. But the first segment, guess the answer, inshallah. So.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
The question is, in which Islamic month was Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu martyred? In which Islamic month was Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu martyred? So my dear viewers on Madni Channel, very easy question, but remember, there's a very key point here, Islamic month. So they were asking for the Islamic month. Which Islamic month was our Imam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu martyred? Before, without any further ado, my dear viewers on Madni Channel, let's turn to our Naat Khan Islami Bhai, inshallah azza wa jal, who will recite a beautiful kalam for us. Ji Adil Bhai.
Sallallahu alayka ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله لجبال نبي ميري
تیرا کرنا میں نہ
تیری پڑھنا میں ذکر تیرا کرنا اس ذکر دی برکت نال میری قبر بسا دینا اس ذکر دی برکت نال میری قبر بسا دینا ذکر دی برکت نال میری قبر بسا دینا سرکار دی محفل وچ جھولیاں بچھا بیٹھے سرکار دی محفل وچ بچھا بیٹھے لج رکھ لئی بے لج پالا خالی نہ اٹھا دینا لج رکھ لئی بے لج پالا خالی نہ اٹھا دینا دل رو جد وقت نزا آوے دامن دی ہوا دینا سائم دی تمنا اے روے آ کے مدینے وچ سائم دی تمنا بٹھا دینا پاویں تیبہ دے کتیاں دے پیراں چ بٹھا دینا لج پال نبی میرے درداں دی دوا دینا جد وقت نزا
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, beautiful kalam heard by our Nath Khan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala allow all of us to behold the blessed green dome again and again and again. Dear Shahid Bhai, turning to our topic at hand, firstly, welcome on board, mashallah, Azawajal, one man army today. What do we do wrong, Shahid Bhai?
That's a beautiful topic.
What Among do the we... many things, what do we do?
I was going to come on to that aspect, so inshallah, good topic. If we start counting what we do wrong, our list will become endless. If we look at our daily actions, how we interact with other people, how we behave towards family members, how we do our daily chores in aspects as well. See, Shahzad, the problem which people have and they don't realize what they do wrong is because everybody thinks that they are right. They think that I am right, others are wrong. Whether a person is right or wrong, he will always consider to think to himself that he is right and others are wrong. And it's a matter of society, how they consider this situation if we look at this aspect. See, we all may have different opinions, but how do we decide who is right? How do we decide whether we are right or whether we are wrong? Now, if it's relating to religious discussions, then we can agree that the one who has less knowledge should go and speak to a scholar who has knowledge and have discussions or points, you know, raised and proven from the Quran and Hadith. If someone like me who's got no knowledge, I should go and speak to a scholar and gain their advice and ask, take matters from there. But on the other aspect, Shahzad, if I am not satisfied with somebody, or if someone's not satisfied with me, then I won't accept that person's view. And I will always think that he is wrong and I'm right. And I'm not wrong because I am who I am. Because that the word I am right has been drilled into my mentality. And I'm not accepting that I'm wrong. Regardless what faults I have, it's human nature. People don't accept that they are wrong in doing things. And due to being allergic towards someone or jealousy against that person, you will always fail to understand that the other person is right. And you will always fail to understand that you are wrong. But you will think that the other person is wrong and you are right. And on a daily basis, Shahzad, we do many things wrong. We backbite other people. We talk little of other people. We disrespect people. We disrespect our siblings, our parents, in whatever situation we're in. But that doesn't come into our mind that we're doing something wrong. We think it's the norm. We think, you know, it's a daily routine. This is how human nature is, how society is. But yet, when we look on the Islamic aspect, how we should behave with our parents, how we should behave with our neighbors, how we should behave with our partner, how we should behave with our children, our colleagues at work, our employers, our friends, it's a different ball game altogether. Now, let's take this on a different aspect, Shahzad. Allah Almighty has created different medicines and foods with different effects. For example, you know, if someone's been affected with poison, there's maybe a particular remedy that you can do to eliminate the effect of the poison. And some foods will damage your health, whereas others will prove to be beneficial for you. So it depends what food you eat as well. If you're going to eat fried food all the time and burgers and things like that, and your health is obviously going to affect you. Whereas if you're eating the food which is going to be beneficial for your health, then your health is going to be better as you grow older. In a similar fashion, the words uttered by a man and his actions, they naturally cause the effect to take place on others. Now, for instance, if you were to swear at someone, that person would become your enemy. Conversely, praying for someone in their presence or your positive perception about them will make them become your good friends. Clenching your fist at someone will cause that person to be furious at you as well. Whereas pleading before that person with your hands folded will cause them to be kind with you. Now, it depends how you behave with the person and the reaction you'll gain the same way as well. In summary, just as there's no stance of food, water, or medicine that enters your body is washed because of having some sort of effect. And just as your good or bad conduct with people has an effect as well. And how is that effect? Is our own behavior towards that person. If we are good with the person, if we accept that I have done wrong with that person, I should have the decency and the courage to go and say to the person, apologize that, look, I've done wrong and I accept I've done wrong. And, you know, forgive me if I've hurt your feelings or anything as such.
But if I apologize to someone, I'm going to be belittled.
That's the point I'm going to come on to.
If I apologize, people are going to look down upon me. My reputation is going to come less. Why make you maafi manga?
Well, Shahzad, that point is coming on. The aspect is that when people think, well, why should I apologize? Mm. The bigger person is the one who apologizes. It doesn't belittle you. You may think you're being little, but in actual fact, your status is being greater because although you haven't done anything wrong, you may be right in your aspect, but you taking the positive step and apologizing to the person is giving you that status, is giving you that reputation amongst others as well, that this person, although he wasn't wrong in what he was said about him, what he's done, but he still had the courage, he still had the decency to come and apologize to this person. Now, in reality, the words and actions, they pave the way and become the cause of raising a person's status before Allah Almighty. They become the cause to either illuminate or darken your heart as well. Mm. When you have the courage and you accept that you're wrong and you accept that you asked apology from somebody, it doesn't belittle you. It's giving you greater status. Whereas if you're going to think to yourself, I'm not doing anything wrong, I'm not going to apologize to him, it's going to cause more disheart to you, it's going to cause you more effect. Mm-hmm. It's going to, your mind's going to start working overtime and more hatred and grudge is going to start building within you.
Just on this apology thing, I just remembered a funny thing, Adil Bhai, on this as well, that, you know, in regards to saying sorry, someone had mentioned, the Islamic sisters that are watching us, they probably disagree with this one. They mentioned that the one who apologizes when he's wrong is known as an honest man. And one who apologizes when he's not sure that whether he's done something wrong or not, is mentioned that he's a wise man. So the one who apologizes when he's wrong is known as an honest person. And the one who apologizes when he's not sure if it is wrong or not, he's known as honest, a wise man.
Wise.
And the one who apologizes, even though when he's correct, is known as a husband. And this is another thing that we do wrong as well. And I like your point as well. Adil Bhai is smiling, mashallah, on that one. And because some people can relate to that as well. You mentioned kids in regards to that, especially for parents. We compare kids. One thing is we compare kids. Some parents do it privately, but some parents do it in front of other parents. For example, someone's kid is called Zaid and other kid is called Amr. And they say Zaid, that, oh, look, you see Amr, you see your fulan cousins, your cousin this, that, he's far, he's succeeding, you're doing this, you're doing that. In reality, even the intention is good, because no parent wants bad for the child. In reality, what they're trying to do is to motivate him. Look, if he can succeed, you can succeed. But sometimes it has a negative effect.
Reverse effect on it.
Reverse effect upon him as well. So what would you say in regards to these individuals, especially parents, of how should they motivate their kids? They shouldn't compare, but what do you say?
So comparing children with other children, as you mentioned, doing in front of others, is only going to dishearten your child and it's going to drag him away.
Plus
from
the way they do it as well. Oh, tu pagal hai, you don't know this.
And it's quite common. Yeah. It's quite common in this aspect. But sometimes parents do that to make a child realize that, look, he's your age, he's progressed so much, you both started together, he's progressed so much, and you're still far behind. Now, that has two effects, Yasab. Either the child, if he's sensible, he will take on the advice of his parents and say, you know, my parents are right. Why am I wasting time in doing what I'm doing? Why don't I put more time and effort in and succeed in what I'm trying to achieve? The negative effect is going to be, the child is going to say, well, my parents think I'm thick, my parents think I'm stupid, so what's the point of doing it? How much I quit it? And we see, Shahzad, many children who fall into that trap, they tend to lack off in studies. Whether it's Islamic studies, whether it's worldly studies, they then tend to lack off because if the parents have continuously made those negative comments to them and continuously said to them, you're thick, you can't do this, you're slow. The child's going to think, well, I'm slow, I can't do it. So why am I wasting my time to this?
Similarly, like, you know, when they make these comments, child, like, everything I do, I'm in downturn again. So yeah. Even if I don't do it, I'm getting told off. I do it, I'm getting told off. Okay, Karan, I don't do anything now. Then he just leaves everything.
Actually, it's just, you know, when we're making kids realize or making anybody realize, we should make them realize that they've done something wrong, but we should do that on the basis of the truth as well. And we should not do that in front of other people to belittle them. We should do that as parents. We should do that, speak to them privately, one-to-one, rather than in front of others. Because sometimes, Shahzad, when we speak to our children, in front of our other children as well, some children are sharper than others, some children are a bit slower. And the child who is a bit slow, if we are nagging them in front of those who are slightly sharper, they're going to start making fun of them. And when they start making fun of them, it's going to affect that child as well. And say, well, my parents think I'm slow. My siblings think I'm slow. What am I doing? Why am I wasting time? You know, trying to please others to do something when they automatically think I'm not able to do it anyway. So if they think that I'm not able to achieve something, I'm wasting my time, I'm wasting their time. So much as I quit. And when the child comes to that point, then the parents will realize that, hang on, they've lost everything. The effort which they put into that child from a young age, they gave him that support, they gave him that comfort to reach to that level, whatever level they've reached. Say, for example, students doing becoming Hafiz of the Holy Quran, and he's done 15. It may have taken 5 years, may have taken 7 years, whatever the duration. And if the parents have constantly nagged him thereafter, look, you've been here for 7, 8 years, you still haven't completed, so-and-so has completed in 2 years, so-and-so has completed in 3 years. Child can think, well, I've spent 7 years on this. I've already done 15. I'm not going to really spend another 7 years to do the other 15. What's the point? Parents are constantly going to nag me, so I'll give up. So when that child gives up, it's not only going to affect that child, it's going to affect the parents.
But okay, on that, Adil Bhai as well, there's a person who finished a scholar course, and I know him personally, and he done 8 years studies education, and he got no parent, not a single family member came to his graduation, number one. And secondly, when he took that degree to his parents, he goes, Mom, look, I've got a degree of scholar, I'm a scholar now, Islamic scholar. And the parents turn around and say, so? That's what he told me, the parents' response was, so?
No.
And like if the response was different or the support was different, he stopped education there. He could have continued. He was very smart. But who knows that they might have the reason that he stopped. There is no home support. Many people don't want to join, for example, Jamia or further the education because support from home is not there. They say that, oh, I don't want to do hifz. For example, Adil Bhai is in Madrasa Fir. So they know how kids are, their mindset is as well. And I'm aware as well. The kids have come up to me saying that, oh, we don't have support from family members, we don't have support from mom, dad in regards to hifz. I want to do hifz, but there's no support. Sometimes all he needs is just a little push. Absolutely. Not physical push. All he needs is a push. Like even once a month, everything okay. Just check in upon the child. Because we know, because we've been Nazims of Madrasa, and there are some parents that from day one, they leave the child in Madrasa, and they only come, either if we call them for a parents meeting, like a strict, not like a normal one, parents evening. Parents meeting and evening are two different things.
Yes.
Disciplinary meeting, or the child's done something wrong, then they get accommodated. Or even, they don't even come to that. They sometimes send their mother in, sometimes their other younger brother in. And the next time they'll come in, or when the child's finished, or when the child's getting removed from Madrasa, then they come in. So parents, just how, this is what we do wrong as well. Just how we keep tabs, we keep check on our school education of our child. The report comes, we sit the child down. Why is this wrong? Why are you misbehaving in school? You know, keep on track in Madrasa field as well. That child, he's on Qaida. Why are you spending so long on Qaida? Have you asked yourself? Like there are many people, parents, you can ask yourself this question, my dear viewers on Madni channel. That you as a parent, if your child goes to Madrasa, ask yourself, how much information do you know about the child's Madrasa? What is he on? What sabak is he on? What manzil is he on? And if we don't know this, then we need to ponder. In school, we know exactly what's going on with our child. Today he met, today what he had for lunch, shayad bhai. Today what he had for lunch, we know this. On Fridays, everyone knows it's fish and chips. Those that have been schooled in UK, everyone knows, be that primary school, be that secondary school, your school fish and chips are Jumane then. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But do they know that every Thursday in the madrasa of Dawat Islami, ijtima happens for the kids? You know, it's priorities.
Obviously, Jazab, that's where obviously we lack with regards to the upbringing of children, with regards to our way of thinking. When it comes to the worldly education, we are pushing our children, do this, go to this university. We let them spend endless hours on day doing their revision, try to achieve the results for the A levels or degree, whatever they're studying. But equally, do we stop and say, son, you've been doing this revision for a number of hours. It's time for namaz. Get up and read namaz. It's time for zuhr, time for asr, time for maghrib. Whatever time of the day it is, do we ever stop and say, son, get up and read namaz. Have a bit of a refreshment. Then you can continue with that. Do we ever say to the son, today's Thursday, Dawat Islami Ijtima, let's go. We'll sit there for 2 hours. And even we pick up a couple of points during the speech of the Mubalik, something that we have gained. We have gained as well as our child. But yet, how many of us actually do that? Why? We don't, because we think...
Now it's the reverse. The kid is telling the father that let's go read namaz. Like the kid knows Quran Pak, but the father doesn't. Father enrolls the child into a madrasa. This is something we do wrong as well. That our madaris are full of children. What about adult classes? The parents enrolls the child into madrasa for his betterment of his tajweed. But what about the parent himself? What about the father? What about the mother himself? The child is okay. As they say, that maut ka khauf hai, gunahon par rok nahi. Maut ka khauf hai, gunahon par rok nahi. Jannat bhi jana chahte hai, namaz ka shok nahi.
Absolutely. Just on that aspect, another issue we have with regards to this is that when the child goes to the madrasa, they read the namaz, read the Quran, tajweed, everything, and the parents don't. And when the child says to the father, or even if the teacher says, look, we have madrasa baligan classes, come and learn, spend a bit of time with us. Especially if a child, he says to his father, dad, come, you will learn as well. What's the father's response going to be? Tu madrasa zyada janne. Tu bada main bada. Yeah? Tu miss khane, aaj kal na bacha hai, miss khane. This is the mentality. We don't realize that we are drifting ourselves away from learning the correct way of reading Quran Pak. Not only that, we are having a go at our son who's telling us to...
Apne kam na kamra.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a go at our son that, why are you telling me what to do? I'm older than you. I'm your father. You can't tell me to go and read.
Tu mera piyo hai, main tera piyo hai. That's what they say.
Exactly. And this is completely wrong mentality. And yet, we don't accept that we are wrong in this. See, by our mentality, by thinking that I am right all the time, which indirectly means that all others who we communicate with are wrong. And in society, everyone is giving tasks to others, accusing others, picking faults for others, and no one is looking at oneself. No one's looking at their own faults, such as backbiting, tale-telling, and committing all sorts of sins. No matter what anyone does, no one will think that the others are right and you are wrong. Because we always think that we are right in any kind of a debate, in any kind of a discussion. When people think that we are right and others are wrong, we are never going to progress. We're never going to realize that, hang on, I'm far away from the reality. And the reality is I need to learn. And not everyone, Shazab, is drowned with this concept that I am right and others are wrong. So we should ponder on the two issues which I'm going to discuss. Either accept your fault or clear the misunderstanding that you have with other people.
Second one is very important.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you clear the misunderstanding with other people, it resolves a lot of issues. Now, by having these two, you will certainly become more patient with your daily dealings. This normally happens when there is a disagreement between people, you know, when there's a narazgi between, especially relatives and other people you have. I mean, if someone has come and said anything to you, it's either relating to you directly or indirectly, and whether something has affected you in those matters, whatever your disagreement is between those people. Whatever the person has said, either the person was wrong in his understanding what was said about you, or your understanding was wrong what he said and you misinterpreted. So therefore, speak to one another and clear the air.
To clear a misunderstanding, if someone, you know, is mentioned, Adilbai as well, that, you know, someone gives you poison, there's cure for that. And if someone cuts you, there's a cure for that. There's cure for almost roughly everything. But the poison that gets put in your ear, there's no cure for that.
It is, on that aspect, when we begin to listen to other people's gossip, a person may not get on with somebody else, who may be mutual friends with you and somebody else. But for whatever reason, that person has taken a view that there's a difference between the two people. And rather than solving the problem between the two, when one begins to whisper things about the other person, oh, he said this about you, he's saying this about your behavior, your appearance, things like that. If you're going to take on board of that person's whispers, your relationship with the first person is going to automatically distance. Mm. And in order to save that issue, to save that problem being further departed, one should not listen to others. Speak to the person directly, and if there is an issue, resolve the issue. Resolve the misunderstanding. So if you accept that it was your mistake in your misunderstanding, without getting into any discussions, then there's nothing wrong with that. Because you realize, hang on, I was in the wrong here. It's the way I interpreted the person, what he has said. A bigger person is who he accepts his faults. But if the fault of the other is the understanding, then he should also apologize and accept that he had misunderstood what he had said, he had misinterpreted. And the problem we have, that we don't have this
mindset.
Why? Because it comes back to the same thing, I am right, others are wrong.
And what happens, especially if it's between relatives, that or they'll start grouping, that I got 3-4 people on my side and they pick on one person, could be amongst friends as well, and they leave him like dry-handed, he's on his own, they, you know, they don't worry about him anymore. And you know, this person who becomes the mazloom, and these are the zalims, the oppressors, he starts to fall into depression, he starts to fall into all these, you know, mental illnesses, and then come what, you know, he has the thoughts of suicide, because you know, when they like do so much harm to him, he starts talking to himself, many individuals, the viewers of Madni channel, they might be going through this phase that there comes a time in life. Now you feel like everything's against you, everything's against you. It's mentioned, ulama have mentioned as well, that be scared of such a person who cries to Allah because of you. Be scared of such a person who cries to Allah because of you. Like if he complains to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this person has done this to me, then what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to that person? So you've got to be very, very careful. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is the most forgiving, most merciful. But he's Shadidul Iqab as well. He's severe in his punishment. So you've got to be very careful. Imam Adib views the Madani channel. You've got to be very, very careful. You know, don't violate our neighbor's rights. Don't violate anyone's rights. You know, treat others how we want to be treated. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. We'll take that package, inshallah.
Earning that which is halal is an ibadah as well. One should do it, of course, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's absolutely nothing wrong in engaging in business So long as it is based upon halal principles of Islam, of the Sharia. Yes, if a person mixes haram with that, or the investment or whatever job it is haram, then this of course will be condemned because it is a sin. And it will just earn a person a lot of punishments that they will experience in this world, where there won't be any blessings in that. Sayyiduna Hafs bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who is the leader of millions and millions of Ahnaf, of Hanafis around the world, he says about him that he was a trader as well, and he would do trade. He was a prominent cloth trader. He would do this in order to earn halal as his livelihood. But he would also be a well-wisher for Muslims and would help them out. One day, Sayyiduna Hafs bin Abdul Rahman, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who was also helping Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, in his transactions and his business of selling and retailing, he says that one day Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi sent me a consignment of cloth or clothing and informed me that, oh Hafs, that in this there is a slight defect which you must inform the buyer when you are selling it. Sayyidina Imam Hafs rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that I sold those garments or those pieces of cloth, and I had forgotten to inform them of the defect. When Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala ali came to find out about this, then whatever stock he had of those clothes, he gave the value of that as sadaqah. Look how careful, how meticulous these pious people were, that there mustn't be any room for any type of unlawful transaction to take place. What about you and I? When we are earning a livelihood, do we make sure that it is strictly halal within the framework of the Sharia? Or because it's easy money, a person doesn't worry, doesn't want to know about the sources of that? You should be careful in this regard. The great scholar Sayyiduna Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that when a Muslim eats the first morsel of his halal food, his previous sins are forgiven. And the person who goes to a place of humiliation in search of halal sustenance, his sins fall like the leaves of a tree. So do your utmost, put in your efforts to earn only that which is halal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was once walking through a street in Medina when he came across a young man hiding a bottle beneath its clothes. "Oh young man," he asked, "what are you hiding there?" There was alcohol in the bottle, but the young man could not bring himself to mention that. He made dua within his heart, "O Allah, do not embarrass me in front of him. Veil my mistake from him. I repent to you and I will never drink alcohol again." After this, the young man said, "O leader of the believers, I am holding a bottle of vinegar." When our master Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked to see the bottle and looked inside, he found vinegar therein. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let us think. When a person repented to Allah sincerely out of fear of another person, Allah caused his alcohol to become vinegar. Likewise, if a sinner feels remorse over his sins and repents, then Allah can change the alcohol of disobedience to the vinegar of obedience. We also learn that it is possible to repent in one's heart without even moving the tongue. It is stated in a blessed hadith. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "An-nadamu tawbatun." That is, remorse is repentance. Furthermore, we also come to know from this entire incident that it is not necessary to raise our hands when making dua. Whilst lying down, sitting or walking, dua can be made silently. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, inshallah, there's time for some kalams. And mashallah, our Naat Khan bhai is eagerly waiting. And they were just reading the share as well. Suna Jungle, Raat Andheri, Chai Badli Kali Hai, Sone Walo, Jaag Tereyo, Choron Ki Rakhwali. Inshallah, Azawajal, our Adil bhai will bless us with a few kalams, inshallah. Ji Adil bhai.
सारे जग नालों लग दिया चंगिया मदीने दिया पाक गलियां मदीने दिया पाक गलियां एना गलियां चिरे आ सोना फिरदा साल वेखने दा चा बड़े चिरे दा
مدینے میں گئے میری الفت
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Shall by returning to the interesting topic at hand, another thing that generally we do wrong, and this is mainly for Islamic sisters as well, as you know, Islam has ordered them to do parda, to cover. And sometimes what happens is, okay, we cover, but then what is seen or what is observed by the people, by the masses, is that, I have a quote that, you know, it says that if the shaitan can't make you uncover your beauty, because, you know, sometimes people, women actually do niqab and the cover was supposed to be covered. If the shaitan can't make you uncover your beauty, he will make you beautify your cover. And this is the sad reality as well.
Yes, on that aspect, what does Islam actually teach us? Modesty. And how can we adopt modesty? We need to cover ourselves. See, when something is precious to you, you'd keep it safe, you'll keep in a cover, and you'll keep you away from others. Now, Islam has given that status, that respect to women, that parda, is that you know, you're covering yourself, you're saving yourself from the evil eye of others. Mm. Now, when people look at you, if you're dressed inappropriately, people are going to look at you, stare at you, make comments, and you're in effect inviting them towards a sin. Whether you actively take a role in that of committing a physical sin or not, but you're inviting people towards a sin. Whereas if you're covered in a parda, nobody can comment on you.
You know, like how, for example, Dilbhai as well, that, you know, a 50-pound note, for example, do you think anyone in their right mind will leave it out on the street?
No.
No, they won't.
No.
Why do we have wallets? You know, to keep something which is precious safe. This is why, alhamdulillah, Islam has given, in a certain aspect, more rights to women than men in Islam. In inheritance, there are more women than men. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then people question that, what rights do Islam give to women? But in Islam, women have a lot of rights, alhamdulillah. And so women are precious in Islam. And just how we protect, preserve our money, this is similar how we should protect and preserve the women, and women should not beautify the cover, because, you know, they should conceal their beauty for the right person, for whoever it becomes halal for them, and not do so as well. Another thing, aspect, Shahid Bhai, that the married ones, they want divorce. The unmarried wish that they were married. The unknown, Allah, they crave fame. The popular want privacy. The young wants to grow up quickly. The old want their youth to return. The poor want to become rich, and the rich wants peace. And then we say that, you know, in the Quran it says that, but surely a man is ever ungrateful. And this is something that we do wrong as well. That we don't thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You know, you've heard this many times, Adil Bhai as well, ke meri hai problem hai, Allah dur kar, you know, this will happen, that will happen. Okay? When Allah removes that problem, we don't say alhamdulillah. Well, there's a person who is mentioned as well that he said something that if this happens, and I will give coaches to this idara for free. Meaning whenever they need the coaches, for free. These were his wordings. And when his dua got accepted, when whatever problem he had alleviated, Allah alleviated that problem, then he made excuse. He goes, by free, I meant discount. By free, I meant I'm going to give this off. You know, don't bargain like that. You know, when it comes, you know, be sincere with your intentions. This is something what we do wrong. We don't thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For example, today we woke up. How many of us thanked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Alhamdulillah, الذي أحيانا بعد ما أماتنا وإليه النشور. When we slept, how many thanked Allah? Today we ate food. After eating food, before eating food, when did we say alhamdulillah? Allah gave us the ability to breathe. Every breath takes permission from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when did we thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So this is something that we do wrong, and we should thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What do you say in this regard, Shahid?
Absolutely, Yasab. Being grateful to Allah Almighty for the blessings. And if we start counting our problems, you can probably count our problems on one hand, maybe 6, 7, maybe 10 at the maximum. But when we start looking at the blessings of Allah Almighty, we're unable to count them. And we should appreciate everything that we have. The problem is when we achieve something, we don't thank Allah Almighty for the blessing, for the success. We think it's all our doing. We think, I've worked hard for it, I've done this, and I deserve this reward. But yet, who has given me the ability to do what I've done? Who has given me the intellect to achieve what I have achieved? Rather than think it's all myself. Allah Almighty has given me this ability. Allah Almighty has given me the intellect to gain that education, to gain that status, to gain that reputation. If Allah Almighty wants, He could take away with a blink of an eye. But we should be so grateful that Allah Almighty has given us so much in every aspect, rather than complaining. And Shahzad, just want to come back onto the point you mentioned earlier on as well, about the issues between families. You know, we think that we are right, other family members are wrong, they get into groups and everything. See, when we look at this, the family issues, the dispute in the household are mostly because people within the house, people within the internal house, they think that they are right and they have different views with each other. For example, two sisters, they're having a dispute. One thinks she's right, they don't think she's right, and the other one's wrong. Likewise, two brothers, they'll have disagreements, think one's right and the other one's wrong. Husband and wife, each one of them will think they're one's right, the other one's wrong. But in order to solve those kind of matters, Shazma, especially within the family issues, what we gotta understand, that it's not a match between two people. It's not like two teams where one wins and the other one loses. Unfortunately, but this is what the reality is within the household, whether it's your immediate family, whether it's your external family, uncles and aunts or whatever it is. And it's not two teams having a match with who's going to win and who's going to lose. In these situations, there are no two sisters, there are no two brothers. It's not husband and wife separately. They're all one together. And it should be a unity with one another. There should be no competition to win by degrading the other one in any kind of circumstances. In fact, one should be happy for the other's success that they have achieved in whatever they have achieved, and I have not been able to achieve. They're my siblings, they're my uncles, my aunts, whoever it is, they've achieved something. Mm. Why am I trying to pull them down in their success? We shouldn't be doing that and think about they've succeeded. And
English, I we hang around with such people, negative-minded people. What? There's one person, and he didn't know anything about building work, and he was a friend of someone, and he's getting a housemaid, and he's getting a housemaid, and the house is good, and he goes, oh, yeah, you know this, it shouldn't be like that, and he's like that. No one asked him. He goes, they didn't even ask you. You know, no one asked you for mashura. He goes, they didn't ask you. Why are you giving that mindset? The thing is, we've surrounded people with ourselves. And the issue with the families as well, say, Shahid Bhai, is that, you know, they do a lot of nakhre. They do a lot of nakhre. And they need to understand, everyone needs to understand that nakhre sirf maa baap uthate hain, baaki sirf ungliyan uthate hain.
True.
They need to understand that. And nakhre, only your mom and dad's going to take that.
True.
Other people, workplaces, anyone, they don't care about your nakhre. They'd be like, you done it? All right, end of khatam. No excuses.
Yeah.
And the earlier they understand that, the better it is. And it avoids a lot of problems, a lot of problems as well. And moving on, because time is of the essence, as they say as well. And you know, there's another thing that we do wrong. It's we fall for this world. We fall for this world, the traps of the world, and how it you know, just encompasses us. This is something that we do wrong. Adibai Lash, जो होती है पानी पर क्यों तैरती है अभी अभी थोड़ा क्योंकि डूबने के लिए दुनिया
है इफ वी आर अगेंस्ट समबडी वी आर नॉट गोना लेट देम कम अप वी आर गोना पुश देम मोर डाउन वी आर गोना टाई अ रॉक टू देयर लेग्स एंड थ्रो देम इन द डीप एंड एंड से ट्राई टू स्विम आउट इफ यू कैन एंड दिस इज व्हाट वी आर डूइंग बिकॉज़ वी थिंक द अदर पर्सन हैज डन समथिंग रॉन्ग टू अस सो वी नीड टू गेट बैक एट देम एंड वी थिंक दैट yeah, you know, this person is no use to me, he's been bad to me. But yet, have you ever stopped and looked at our actions towards that person? See, Shahzad, no matter what status you have in life, what we got to remember that we are all humans and we all make mistakes. And we should accept our mistakes rather than trying to prove to ourselves or to others that I am right and the other one is wrong. And this is the mentality we have. We are trying to prove to ourselves and others that I'm right and he is wrong. And having this thought that I am always right, it's a wrong way of thinking. Thinking, if you're working for somebody, think that my boss is always right and he's not wrong. Again, this is a wrong mentality. What we got to understand is that Allah Almighty and His word in the Quran is right. And that's what we need to follow. When we begin to drill that within our minds, and we begin to read the Quran and understand the Quran and look at the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, look at the life of the Prophet ﷺ and the companions, then we will realize how far we are from things.
And that's reality. The life that we need to follow as well. The best generations, the first, the second, and the third Tabi'een, the Atba'u Tabi'een. And this is the lifestyle we need to follow, Madhibis and Madni channel. The seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the biography of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, how the Sahaba Kiram led their lives and how they set an example for individuals. Even despite ruling on a lot of things, Khalifa Harun Rashid would say, he would look at the heavens, when it would rain. Either Samaj Hukumat he had, oh cloud, you know, rain wherever you want to rain. It's crops going to come to me anyway. But despite that, the humbleness, despite that, everything, you know, they stayed on the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They were submissive to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we do dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Madhibis and Madni channel, that He allows us to fix our wrongs. A lot of more things can be said in regards to this topic at hand today, but we are coming towards the end of our program today. If you can have the question again, in which Islamic month was Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu martyred? Now, inshallah, the answer can be played on the screen as well. Ji. The answer is the month of Muharramul Haram, the first Islamic month of the Islamic calendar, Muharramul Haram. So that is the correct answer. Just before we go, I'd like to say one thing, Madhibis and Madin Channel. Remember, and the panel as well, hate has four letters. But so does love. Enemies has seven letters. So do friends. Lying has five letters. So does truth. Failure has seven letters. So does success. Cry has three letters. So does joy. Negativity has 10 letters. So does positivity. You always have a choice. You always have a choice whether to do wrong, whether to do right. So choose the right option at the right time. The best is he that who knows what to speak, when to speak, and how to speak. Learn this science, inshallah, Zawajal, these problems that Muballigh has mentioned, where we have mentioned today, inshallah, you'll be safe from these problems, and you'll see a better family, you'll see a better life, and you'll think differently as well. When you feel angry, just remain quiet. Is mentioned as well that when a person gets angry, shared by lastly as well, again, I don't want it to drag on too much, there's a prefrontal cortex of a person. On two occasions that this gets blocked. When a person is doing something lustfully, this gets blocked. Or when he's angry, this gets blocked. So when this gets blocked, his rational thinking goes out the window. It goes out the window and then he does whatever he wants to do. And then when this gets unblocked, now all this regret, all everything comes back. Then he's like, oh, what have I done? So this is my debut on Madni channel. This is something that we need to be very careful of. And this is science, biology stuff. And this is something we need to be very careful of, that when we're angry, you know, hold for 10, 15 minutes before doing something. Hold 10, 15 minutes, then think rationally, what I was about to do, was it wrong, was it right? And then inshallah, you can i'mal kama shi'ta. And so therefore, my debut on Madni channel, we have come to the end of our program. We do dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He accepts our gathering here today, our episode that we have done today. Any mistakes we have made, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive those mistakes. Ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way.
true Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.